What's occurring?
Right, the whole team are back and let's play our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky was really rubbish last week.
Thank you.
But now I think she will redeem herself.
I think she will, actually. I'm a bit rusty as well, obviously.
Yeah. So, there's three situations. All you've got to do is tell me, in these situations, what happened next. Play along at home, please, or on your way home from work on 81199. Here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, same difference.
Yeah.
Did you see them on X Factor?
Oh, yeah, they were really good.
They were good.
I like both their hair.
Even Louis said that he got it wrong and that they're actually quite good.
They got a standing ovation, didn't they?
Everybody gets a standing
ovation.
Apart
from Louis, who stayed sat down.
What I couldn't... Yes, yeah, he did. But they didn't sing live, did they?
No, because you could really tell at the end. When she came on tour, she was like...
No, it's really good. It's been a whole year. No, I don't think they did.
No.
Oh, but they still did an amazing performance.
Yeah, I mean, they were jumping around a lot, to be fair, and it's hard to sing and dance like that.
How do you know?
I just think it is.
Okay.
I think they cut that from Hole in the Wall.
They never stop smiling, do they? Same difference. Would you like to be that happy all the time?
I am that happy all the time.
That's right. They like everyone. But I'll tell you what, they particularly like each other.
Close.
How much do they like each other, do you think? That's my question
to you. Is
that
the question?
Well, what's it out of?
Yeah. Well, actually, let me rewind on this, okay? Because you missed this. You know the insults game where you have to insult each other?
Yeah.
Right, now I did this with champion boxer Joe Calzaghe. Listen to this.
You Wally, Joe.
Muppet.
Egypt.
Kermit the Frog.
You Big Tart.
Dipstick.
Punk.
Goat.
Buffoon.
Spider Monkey.
Spamhead.
Div.
You Big Dingus.
Tambourine Head.
You Flower.
Moonface.
Numpty.
Crusty Toenail.
Nincompoop.
Sheephead.
Sheephead?
You heard me.
Now that's
you wouldn't have done that face to face with him, would you?
No. That's the insults game. But what we did was we got same difference to do the opposite. They had to name things that they really liked about each other. But how long could same difference be nice about each other before running out of things that they liked? Becky.
All day. I don't know. We've had to make it short for the quiz, so 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Chappers?
I'd have done longer than a day. I'd have gone weeks. 2.5 minutes. I nearly went 2:01, but I thought that'd be a bit harsh on the first one, but
let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's same difference. Sean and Sarah with the compliments game.
I like your hair.
I like your hair.
I like
Can
your
we
voice.
Do the hair twice? No, we have to do different ones.
I like your voice.
I like your hair.
I like your personality.
That's a very nice cardigan.
And that's a very nice jacket you've got on there.
Those shoes are immense.
I like your sister.
Your best friend is very hot.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll run out.
40 seconds, which means Becky gets the point. Not as long as you thought it was going to be.
Could you not have done that one last week? That was really uncomfortable.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's actually really hard to do that, though. Right, now you and Becky do it. Go on. Go on.
Go on then, Becky.
Music. Go on. What do you like about each other? Go.
I really like your knitwear.
I really like your personality.
I really like your sports reading.
Really struggling with this, Chopper.
Your boyfriend.
Hey. See, it's not easy, is it?
It's really hard to think about
things that you like about people.
Yeah.
Especially you. So I think same difference did quite well. No, I mean, you find it hard to think about them. Not, I didn't mean
I thought
that.
You were talking about us two.
No.
Thanks.
So now you say it's really hard to think of things to say about Becky, isn't it?
Oh. What's occurring?
Next one.
She does have a nice personality.
She does, yeah. You know Top Gear?
Yeah.
Good show, that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's about cars, I actually quite like it. Well, to be honest, that's probably because it's not that much about cars anymore, is it?
No.
I'll tell you what it is about a lot. Food.
What?
Yeah. On last night's episode, it's all about the food now on Top Gear.
Okay.
How much do you think they talked about food? How many times do they mention any kind of food?
In a one-hour show?
Yeah.
7 times.
Becky.
5.
Playing along at home on 81199. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's last night's Top Gear. Not so much about the cars, it's more about the food now.
I'd hurt my neck in the lorry crash and Richard was busy selling fish at Morrison's.
It's a piece of cake.
You stepped out of the Panda into the Zonda, which is like weaning a baby off breast milk and straight onto port. You were given the choice, drive the Zonda or sell fish for a northern supermarket, and you chose the fish. Oh, that's rubbish. It's like those people that say you've got to eat natural yogurt because it's good for you. Ice.
Jeremy, meanwhile, confident of failure, was having breakfast.
And then I'll just check into a little pub, have a juicy steak and go to sleep. Maybe we should introduce a law saying that you've got to have onions in the boot of your car. Why am I bothering? Why don't you just stab lunch?
And the stick said, oh, you can take another few seconds off if you do it again. I went, no, I want my lunch.
With the Stig baffled by the human food and with 30 minutes to go before the big switch on, I was agonising over mounting a charge on Hammond.
I don't remember that bit on the show. I watched it as well last night.
I might start watching it if it's all about food.
That last bit wasn't about food, was it?
Don't know. They mentioned in last night's Top Gear, food, 14 times.
Blimey.
Chappers gets the point.
Come on.
What's occurring?
Although you did include ice as food.
And
that?
Breast milk.
Yeah, which
is
that's
food.
That's a food.
Yeah.
Well, only to a baby.
Still food.
Okay.
And now, time on Oh, What's Occurring for the part where we tackle the burning issues of today with our hard news reporter, Gemma, off of Upstairs.
Is this something new?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you missed this as well.
Okay.
Right, let's find out what the burning question of today is here on Oh, What's Occurring with Gemma.
This is Panorama.
That's right.
Whoa.
We asked that question. What do you think Britain declared their favourite Girls Aloud song to be? We asked 15 people.
Biology.
Love Machine.
Chappers says Love Machine. Becky says Biology.
Yeah, I love that one.
I love that one as
I
well.
I do
yeah.
like that one. But do you think that's definitely the most popular, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to find out. Here they are. 15 people, right? Okay, first one.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Jump for your love. Jump in.
You know that one that goes, something kind of ooh, jumping on my two-shoe. Yeah, that one, yeah.
Do you know that one, Chappers?
I do know that one, yeah.
I think that might be something kind of ooh.
That's something kind of ooh.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Underground. Sound of the Underground. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, like that, something like that.
Oh, something kind of ooh. Something kind of ooh. And I don't know the rest of the words.
Very popular, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, that surprises me.
Yeah, me too. Next.
Love Machine. Yay. That's quite like a 60s throwback song. It's quite good. I like it.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Stand By You. I'll stand by you. If nobody hurts you.
Yeah, all right, love.
I'll stand by you.
Good audition.
So, what's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Probably I'm Just a Love Machine. Beating my fantasy. Give me a kiss or three.
And I'm fine.
I like that she just realised how stupid those lyrics are. Give me a kiss or three.
Yeah.
Next.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Something kind of ooh.
A horse for one, Vin.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
I think it's got to be Love Machine.
You're just a love machine. Love machine. That's it, I'm afraid. It's a catchy lyric.
Catchy, even though that's not how it goes.
Yeah, it's a catchy lyric, even though you don't know the tune.
Yeah. Next.
Sound of the Underground.
Oh, it's got to be their first one. Right, how's it go?
Sound of the Underground.
Yeah, Sound of the that one.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
I don't speak French, so I let the funky music do the talking now. I don't speak French.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Thank God you told us which one.
Oh, bless. Next.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Jeez.
Which one's that?
I don't know that one. Is that an album track? Hang on.
Is that the next single?
There's always someone that picks an obscure one. Everyone else is like, oh, something kind of ooh, Love Machine, and then this one comes along.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Jeez.
Now, I'm a Girls Aloud fan, but I've never heard of Jeesh.
I thought it was cheese.
Girls Aloud song. I don't have no idea. Wait, you got to ask. You know Girls Aloud song. What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just answer the question quickly.
She is seriously scary.
That is my favourite. I think she should be our new reporter.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just answer the question quickly.
All right, love. Whoa. She could be on Panorama.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Something kinda ooh, jumping on my tutu. Something kinda ooh.
Thanks for clarifying that once again. I'm really glad they tell us what they are, otherwise I do not have a clue.
It's difficult to know.
Ladies, you're damn right, you can't read a man's mind. You're living in two tribes and heading for war.
Now, he knows the lyrics far too well, doesn't
yeah.
he? Really does.
He, like, knows the verse.
Yeah.
I'll stand by you.
Oh, not you again.
If nobody hurts you,
all right,
I'll stand by you.
Cheers.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
I don't know any, but my favourite memory of Girls Aloud is Cheryl Cole, definitely.
Not the question, but thanks very much anyway for taking part in our survey.
That doesn't count.
No. So, at the end of that...
No one even said biology, did they?
Nobody said biology.
I listened to that for 3 minutes or whatever it was. No one even said it.
It was joint, you see. Four people said Love Machine. Four people said something kind of ooh. So Chappers gets the point. You're still rubbish, Beggy.
Thanks.
Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring. Let us know how you did on 81199.
Back with a bang.
Well done, that's really good.
Thanks, don't nicely patronise him, but anyway.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.